The Gauge Live at the NFR is brought to you by Cavenders and Bilfic Ford. We cannot forget about Rule Cloth, the Royal Crown Fraternity, and Bailey's House of Guns.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado. We are still live at the National Finals Rodeo in Arlington. Tonight was round seven, a great night of rodeo. We got to catch up with Warren Larson, who got his moment to shine in the bareback riding. He did swing by. We got to talk about that beautiful Canadian mustache. You need that in Canada right now to keep your face warm.
So beautiful.
Yeah, Ty liked it a lot. He was asking for tips on how to grow a mustache. Right after that, Hunter Herring. Second go-around win, he was 6'8", so he tied for the second fastest time of the rodeo. It's been cool to see a guy like that come out of virtual retirement and light it up. They've been working on his horse like crazy to keep Rambo going, but he's on a roll, and he may still add to that. He's got about $100,000 won here in the National Finals Rodeo so far, which is great from a guy coming off the bench for so long. But right after that, we had our girl Emily Miller Beisel. I do not want to hear a damn word about those rubber bands. You guys made her self-conscious. She'll never do it again. She's gonna do like these, I don't know why she told us this. She's a married woman after all. These fluffy little handcuffs so that you have nothing to talk about. You'll be too shocked to talk about it. We also were meant to get the saddle bronc winner and the bull riding winner for round seven. It was the same person. It was Stetson Wright. He won the saddle bronc, and then he went and he won the bull riding. Homie has got a chance to win three gold buckles. He has got a humongous, untouchable lead in the average. He's got that locked up. He's got a strong chance of potentially winning the saddle bronc riding if he keeps it up as well. And the bull riding is of such a tight race. It's unbelievable. Round seven, check it out. Thank you to our partners over at Cavenders. Cavenders has been a trusted cowboy boot and western wear outfitter for over 50 years. Discover why their loyal customers love their collections of western wear. Check them out at cavenders.com for the latest styles. All right, everybody, round seven, and we are starting the evening out a little later than normal, but we've got Stevie Hillman decided to stop by and give us some of her very valuable time. How's it going, Stevie?
Good. How are you today?
Going pretty good.
Good.
It's like, I don't know about you, but it's like extra fatiguing in Arlington.
It's very fatiguing.
Yeah, yes, I don't know. Yes. I shouldn't be complaining sitting next to you. You're like, dude, tell him to shut up. I've been working my ass off.
But it's been a busy time for sure.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, what has kind of been, you're no stranger to Vegas. It's a totally different setup. And I don't know, Arlington, you might want to stay in Arlington. It's been going pretty good for you.
I don't mind Arlington. Yeah. Yes, I'm enjoying the bigger pattern. I've got to run truck, and that's kind of been the highlight of my week is being on him. He's my main guy. And so that's been fun. And we're close to home. So my horse is in his stall at home, and we're in our own bed. So that's really nice compared to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of a parking lot or some random person's two-acre lot somewhere.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of the crazy thing about Vegas. Vegas is like Arizona. Like, these people have these tiny little places with, like, 2 acres and then this arena. They don't make sense.
Yes. Vegas is exhausting in a different way. Obviously, this is the first time here, but you just turn into a zombie, total zombie in Vegas, and you just get used to it, and you just roll being a zombie in here. You're tired, more tired because we're driving back and forth, which is good, but it was a lot more than we expected with driving for practices, 6 a.m. practices, and then back for the perf. But you're home, so it's a relaxed tired. It's a little different. Yeah.
I mean, one thing we haven't talked about is you guys don't have as many obligations during the day. It's like you don't have the signings and all of that, and just having to be all these different people in your face all day signing those sheets of paper.
So
that's probably, I can't believe we haven't talked about that at all with anybody. But
we did a virtual signing with one of my sponsors, Rock and Roll. So that was different. I got to talk to a few fans, and so that was nice. The only difference is we're home, and we have chores at home, so we're still busy. Other people aren't really – well, I do have some help, but you're still home doing your dishes and chores at home where you wouldn't be doing that.
Is it like a Zoom thing? So, like, nobody knows you're in your jammies?
Yeah. So I had my slippers on, but I did put jeans and my belt on. I'm not really sure why. I didn't know if somebody would ask me to stand up, but I had my jeans on.
You were ready. You were prepared. Those Zoom meetings are a little awkward.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the videos on social media where it's like people are doing some things you probably shouldn't talk about on a live stream. But, I mean, you've placed in every single round except for one, which is, I mean, that's pretty dang consistent.
thank you. It's been fun. Getting on Sharpie last night and giving Truck a break was fun to see what he could do in here, and he handled it like a champ. And so, yeah, I'm having fun in Arlington.
Yeah. It's a great barrel race. It's a shootout, and the times just keep getting quicker. And I honestly didn't know if we would break into the 16s, but we did. And
yeah.
Well, according to the Cowboy Channel, we did like five nights.
Yeah. In a row, but I keep hearing, what happened to your time? I was like, well, I'd like to take the 16.
Yeah, no kidding, right? But are you back on Truck tonight?
I am. Yep, giving Truck another shot. He clocked that 17-0 and got some barrels, which was my fault. So we'll give him another shot tonight and see how, one night at a time here.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And we're kind of getting into the latter rounds. But it kind of seems like you're probably due for your round win here and you get one of those
ready
Globe Life Buckles, little Texas State thing on it, which is nice. You're from Texas. It's perfect.
You deserve it. I'm ready. It'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, what has been kind of your opinion of the barrel race overall? I mean, it's Vegas is always just a nail biter. This seems a little different, but it's also kind of turned into that. I mean, Brittany and Haley are one go around and win apart, basically.
Yeah.
That average race is super tight, but there's still room for other people to jump in there. But I mean, what do you think so far? It's hard. I know you're a part of it.
But. It is hard, but it's been fun to watch, and it's such a great group of girls. We're all encouraging each other, and so we've had fun with it. But it's different, you know. Vegas is a tight trap, and you kind of get in a rhythm there, and here it's wide open first and second, and third's on the fence. So the horses have been different to watch. Every night has been different. The ground's been good. It's been, you know, slip here and there. That's typical Vegas. It's hard to complain when we have a tractor drag it every eight. Very thankful for. I couldn't imagine it 15th on the ground without a tractor drag. So huge thank you for that. You know, it's anybody's win, I feel like. All these horses are capable of winning the round on a standard pattern. So to me, that's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, you guys run on standard patterns all the time. Yeah. And it's crazy just the amount of depth and horsepower. Even some of the horse changes and some of the horses, like Ulisa jumped on Hallie's mare and things like that. Yeah. I mean, that mare just won 60 grand last month across the street.
Yeah, that was cool.
The depth of the barrel horses here, it's just insane. I don't know if we've seen this many great barrel horses all in one parking lot at one time.
Yeah,
it's wild.
It's fun.
I think tonight should be an interesting night. And it's funny you mentioned the third barrel because everybody's been turning the third barrel.
Yeah.
I thought somebody'd run into the fence.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, there was a couple lost the first go around, and then now horses are starting to get short with those cattle behind it. But it's a fun challenge. You know, that's rodeo. Every arena is different, and it makes for a fun challenge.
It is, yeah. I mean, it certainly looks a lot easier to people who don't really understand barrel racing. It looks simple, but, I mean, the amount of corrections you guys are having to make in this pen is crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's not Vegas. You've got 30 years of tape and experience, in your case and a lot of these people's case, to know exactly what to do. But just the amount of horse changes, one, and the corrections you guys are making on the fly, I mean, it shows that barrel racing is really the chess game that a lot of people who understand it know
it is. Yeah, for sure. People want to, you know, and it's easy for us to even say, well, why is your horse doing that? You should try this. Well, it's different, especially here, that second barrel. A lot of horses are stepping off it. I'm having to pull Trucker on the backside, and I never pull on him on the backside. So it's different, you know. Just like rodeo is.
Yep. I mean, that's rodeo. It's like everybody's been doing it for so long, but you don't realize how hard it is.
We're all rookies here.
Exactly.
For sure.
That's what happens when you have a change like this. Yeah. But luckily, the fans have showed up. Everybody showed up. The payouts are where they're supposed to be. Yeah. So, I mean, all things considered, it's like as good as it could possibly be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's fun to be here at Globe Life. Neat to stand in there and think it's a baseball field and what they do here and World Series. And it's just, I'm taking it all in and enjoying it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. Ty, what is it, like $100 billion job that they did here? Like $100 billion stadium to be having rodeo in a stadium like this? Brand new, it's state of the art. Today was like the first day I got to look around upstairs
because really
I've
cool.
been in this bunker for 7 days. But it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really neat.
$1.1 billion to build it.
No.
Wow. That can't be.
1.1?
Yeah.
No. It's got to be more than that.
Approximately $1.2 billion.
Oh, okay. See, I would have thought it would have been more than that.
Yeah, it's
but,
really cool.
Whatever. I was thinking.
Thomas and Mac cost about $30 million to be built.
Really?
Wow.
To give you a comparison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's baseball, fancy here.
MLB baseball field or college basketball, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, cool, Stevie. We're going to let you go get on with your night. Get that go-around win. I bet you
Thank you.
It.
We're going to give him heck.
Heck yeah. All right,
you.
Stevie. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, Bilfic Ford is the number one Super Duty in the entire country. Number one. They are a family-owned and operated dealership with no bull discounts, no bull interest rates. These are some of the best rates you can get on a new Super Duty, guys. They also offer nationwide shipping, so you're not limited to that Ford dealer you might not like in your backyard. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com for the best deals on a new Super Duty. Go look in the contestant parking if you're here at Globe Life. You'll see more Bill Fick Fords than any other brand. Tilden could do Lindy.
Yeah, he, from his no, he looks better than Tilden's.
That's the big, that's kind of the big thing that everybody's saying is it's Oren's mustache versus Tilden's hair.
Yeah, I think we all know whose is better.
Oh, Canada. Well, you got it done tonight, brother.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, feels good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it was just a matter of time before you maybe drew the right horse and got the right, you know, the right thing put together. But, I mean, what were you thinking with the horse that you drew tonight? And you know, were you expecting to get a round win on him? Were you...
I knew I had a shot.
Yeah.
All these Calgary horses never went anywhere this whole year. So they're all fresh and they're wanting to do their job. And all every Calgary horse I've seen out this week has been really, really good. So when I had a Calgary horse by my name, I was pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly seemed like, I mean, it was a pretty well picture perfect ride. And last time we saw you, you had won the, you know, you won the Riggin Rally up there in Derby, and luckily we were there to see that. And I mean, you put on a great ride there too, but, yeah, I mean, what is your kind of opinion of this whole Arlington show and as it compares to Vegas? I know people are sick of hearing about it, but I'm really interested in your opinion of it.
I'm glad we're having an NFR, bar none. I'm glad we got, you know, we're riding for a gold buckle and money and everything. And I think Arlington's doing a great job for what they're dealt with. But, you know, there's still that kind of stigma with Vegas. You think of the NFR, you think of Vegas, you think of Vegas, think of the NFR. And, you know, it's, you know, I miss being in Vegas. I'm not going to, you know, disregard that in any means. But I think Texas is doing an awesome job for hosting it, what, 3 months before?
Yeah, or something, I mean, like literally. That. Yeah.
So it's been, you know, for Texas to step up and put on an event that usually takes over a year to plan, you know, I think they're really, really doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting, though. Like, the vibe is completely off, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can go anywhere you want to eat for breakfast. Of course, we were talking to a barrel racer earlier about the, like, you don't have the same requirements here. You don't have to do signings mm-hmm. all day and everything, so you're probably a little more relaxed in that regard, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing in your position. But.
Yeah, I like it. Like, yeah. And I'm not that I was famous beforehand to do autographs, but, you know, it's definitely a nice change of pace. And the other thing is the arena. You know, this is a, you know, awesome arena. It's huge. It's gigantic. It's electric. But there's something to be said about the Thomas and Mack when everything's crammed on top of you. You can hear the drunk guy in the back screaming your name before you're getting on. You know, there's little stigmas. There's little things like that that you kind of, you know, kind of fires you up. But, you know, you walk into this building and it's a, you know, it's a great feeling to go down and see the yellow buck and shoots and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And having 12 buck and shoots is just, it looks so cool. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, what the horses, do you feel like the horses, I mean, it's kind of been mixed. Some people have told us, no, they don't think much as, you know, the space is causing many changes. And other people are like, yeah, the horses are operating completely different here than they are. Cause most of these horses would be in a wall pretty quick and they just, you know, it's wide open.
Yeah. I think bottom line, the good older horses are going to buck every time, no matter what arena they're in. But, yeah, you take a lot of horses that have been in a small arena, you know, all year long, and they get into this huge building, you know, it's going to foul them up a little bit and, you know, vice versa.
And we've seen that. Yeah, we've seen some horses hop out. Actually, Casey Field drew a couple horses that hopped out on him. I'm surprised he didn't mm-hmm. get a couple rerides.
Yeah, and I've had horses I think were the same thing. And, you know, I think maybe the building maybe caused it. But on the flip side of that, there's been horses that maybe shouldn't have been as good really do good here. Yeah. So it's kind of a toss-up, really.
Yeah, I mean, it changes the whole dynamic, maybe, of how you plan out your rides, huh?
Me, I guess I've never gotten too technical, I guess, into that. Like, sure. Tim O'Connell, like, he'll get it down to science.
That's Tim O'Connell.
And that's Tim O'Connell. He's a good, you know, great friend of mine, and he's obviously has 3 gold buckles for some reason, so.
Yeah. Well, so, Tim O'Connell makes tying your shoes a science.
Yeah, so I, you know, I just, you know, it's... We're cowboys. We're here to ride bucking horses. We're not trying to complicate it too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, when it comes to riding, but mustache science you've got down and totally different.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
Yeah, for you, for us, for people like Tyler and myself, we're like, we'll never, ever.
It's a gift.
Achieve something like that.
It's a skill, uncrafted skill.
Yeah. Well, tonight it paid off. Gold buckle time, and you know you'll be up there, and you can just. do that.
I can just do that all night long. No, everybody will be probably not jealous.
Do you have any stash secrets that you can reveal?
I'll just wash it, I guess. We'll trim it up, and if your wife likes it, then all the better.
That's the key right there. If your wife likes it, I guess if she didn't like it, you wouldn't have it.
Yeah, I probably still have it.
Yeah. Well, Oren, we'll let you enjoy your time. You got one of those coveted, Globe Life buckles. So there's only, three more of those coming. So
yeah, I'm excited to finally get one, and, grateful for you guys having me.
Big shout out to Rule Cloth. If you like hunting, fishing, back roads, family farms, ice cold beer, bonfire nights, old pickup trucks, dogs, never cats, and mud on your boots, it's because you are cut from Rule Cloth. Rule Cloth is the brand for you. This brand sets out to create quality apparel for the rural American. We even did a podcast with Mr. Brandon Bates, who is their founder. He is also a longtime PBR announcer. They set up a coupon code for you guys to use over at rulecloth.com. Use the coupon code GAGE right now for 20% off during the entire NFR and 10% off after the NFR ends. That promo code is GAGE at checkout. Go do some Christmas shopping. Support small business. How important is that right now? Go support Rule Cloth right now. I thought you were rolling the whole time, Ty. We talked about this. When people walk in, start the cameras. You are a damn rookie, son.
It's
been remind me to dock this fool's pay.
What? No, nah.
You know whose pay is not getting docked? Hunter Heron's pay is not getting docked. It is the exact opposite. I mean, you got to be close to 100,000 at the NFR so far. And you still have some time to make a little more bank.
Yeah, we got three more rounds left and just glad to be rolling right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because I had seen somewhere that your horse was having a little bit of issues in the hind end. And it certainly didn't seem like it tonight. Last night you saw him kind of stand up a little bit more. Yep. But tonight, did they work on him? What did they do?
They've been working on him. I'd be wrong if I said exactly what they was doing, but he's got a little bit of a stifle issue up, or not stifle, suspensory back issue, left. Yeah. It's pulled off of the bone a little bit. They've been giving him a lot of pulse therapy every other day, and he'll be getting it tonight after the buckle deal or early tomorrow morning. So just putting some time in on him, and that they was wanting to do a little bit because he has stepped up the last two or three nights just right at the end, and I'm like, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Don't mess with him. And we'll just, if we need to, we'll, if it costs us, we'll tend to it. But right now we're just going to leave him be.
Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievable how solid that horse is in the box. And he just seems to be putting you right on the barrier every single night.
Yeah. He don't move until the fourth round. We want him to move a little earlier, but he's not going to really move much until I say go. And that's it works out good on this start. That's just a little bit longer than Vegas. So, it's becoming really good for us.
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of turned into like the comeback story of 2020. I mean, gosh, 2016 was a long time ago, and to go through the hip issues and all that, it's like you're a grandfather for 1 minute, and then you're kind of back doing the thing that you do. So, I mean,
yeah.
What were you doing to try to make sure you could get your body back up to snuff here, where you could rope with guys like are in this top 15.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's some, I'd call them kids, which I was that guy one time, but that was 14 years ago. But the first time I had the hip surgery in October 2017, we rushed it back too early. I mean, I had it October 10th, and by NFR that year I was roping and thought we was good, made the American, and thought we was feeling good. And then the week after the American, I hurt my groin, and it just unraveled, and we didn't do nothing for a year at all, and then had the surgery, or started roping again, then ended up having to have the surgery another time, and the second time went to a different place, and they was a lot more strict on six months, 8 months, nothing, can't do nothing except rehab. And I wouldn't say it's perfect, but it's a whole lot better, and just, glad for the opportunity to be roping again.
Yeah, I mean, everything's kind of going perfect. You're probably the luckiest guy with the draw. I mean, you keep getting the right calves, and you're making the most out of it.
Yeah, I've had Adam. He won the one round on this calf previously, and then and that's what I said. I mean, you stay in the right end of the draw, which this pin there wasn't many to stay away from. There were just some of them strong. Some were stronger than others. You might have to take them a little further, but this calf run pretty good, and the start was a non-issue, which is what I wanted on this pin. Tomorrow's night's pin will be a little bit shakier, but overall it's just, stay on the right end and then don't beat yourself, which I've been prone to do at times, but luckily it ain't happening today, this week.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, couple more go-around wins and this thing gets pretty Western. So, yeah. I mean, Chad was in the money tonight, so, I mean, that definitely furthers that side of it. But, yeah, I mean, there's still guys who are having trouble with the barrier, you know, round seven, haven't quite figured it out. So
yeah, someone else asked about it. Weston Hughes was a first-time NFR guy, and he was asking me before the first round, you know, like, what's the start? I said, well, you shouldn't be nervous. You've run a million calves at a 3-under start. If it was Vegas, it'd be different. You ain't run as many at that barrier, but now it just, you know, do what you've done all year. It's pretty much similar, but it's still the venue, you know. So it says WNFR instead of Preferred, but
yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, you're loose out there, you're winning money, and that's what you need to do. So
yes, sir.
Congratulations, and good luck tomorrow, and keep your hip healthy and those suspensories on that badass horse healthy too, and I think things will keep going good.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Hunter. Also, thank you to Royal Crown. Royal Crown is a fraternity and derby, as well as an open barrel race with roping events included, offering some of the industry's biggest payouts for riders, stallion shareholders, and breeders. Couple that with no annual enrollments. Look for their events in 2021, where they will be in Bryan, Texas in February. There'll be $65,000 added to that fraternity, guys, as well as their event in Rock Springs, Wyoming in August. Check out royalcrownrace.com. Again, that's royalcrownrace.com. Or find Royal Crown on Facebook for information on the stallion enrollment, entering their 2021 races, and a list of enrolled stallions. That's royalcrownrace.com. How about you tonight? I think you probably have more things to do than us.
It is Austin's birthday tomorrow.
Ooh.
And he just got here tonight.
First time he's been here the whole time?
No, he got to come, I think, just the first two rounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Had to go back to work or what?
Yes, maybe he was here one night when I ran Bo. I don't remember. It's been a long time ago. I've thought a lot about a lot of things since then.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot has changed.
I can take this off.
That's the oil field, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, and that's, you know, he's got a job, so can't complain.
No.
But yeah, no, he got here at like 5:45 tonight, and I told him, I said, you kind of missed your window. Like, I was like, I was top of the ground last night, and now I'm at the bottom, and I'm just... You know, I was like, I'm sorry, but I was like, I don't know if I can get you to Texas live for a couple nights.
Well,
and he's like, no,
look at you.
We did it.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell? That was unbelievable.
Thanks. That was so fun. He was hauling the mail.
Oh, my God.
Like, when
I can't believe he turned the first barrel.
I know. When people are like, Chongo looked like he was running, like, you know, something was like he was moving, because he usually doesn't look like he's covering ground. Ever.
Oh, he's long strided.
Yeah. Has, everybody's always like, how does he clock? He looks like he's loping, and, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Haley run her run, and we were like, well, that's a wrap.
Yep.
Who do we want who's not Haley? She's been on the show too many times.
Yeah.
And then you come bottom of the ground, and I don't even know what that was. It was un-freaking real, dude.
That's the fastest run I've ever made on a standard pattern. Ever. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that is huge. So I ran.
Was that you who just squealed, Riley?
Yeah, Tyler.
That was a guy.
That was a very enthusiastic squeal. I liked it. You know, I appreciate it.
This is about you. Of course, you liked it.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I appreciate the support. Thank you. Like, there was a moment this week I was kind of like, is anybody still like cheering for me besides being mad they picked me to be on their fantasy team?
Yeah,
I was getting a lot of hate mail.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you? You screwed up my fantasy.
Yes, all the time. And I'm like, people, do you think that helps? Like, when you
just
tell
some... Just random people?
Yes, all the time. Like, they're like, I picked you. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like...
You respond to them?
Well, usually I just say...
You're too nice.
No,
that's
my thing is, I'm like, if I was a...
Do you want this, by the way?
Yes, please. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Are you drinking one? Can we cheers? Cheers.
Clink.
Yeah. Yours empty.
Mm. That one is, though.
Yeah. Oh, that tastes... Yeah, I needed that.
You did.
You know, well, it was, like, running, and I feel like I maybe was out of air more than Chongo, and then they're like, get on the victory lap horse. You only have one. And I had to run all the way across, back over. I was winded.
Oh, we heard it.
You did? Yeah. And, like, trying to do the interview.
We were watching you, and you were like...
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. And these big old spurs. I did change my spurs too this week, so that way I wouldn't, you know, I could like just squeeze and not really kick. And anyway, and they're heavy.
You did your leg lifts too, two of them.
Tell me about the leg lifts.
Yeah. You know, I was so embarrassed after round five. I practiced it when we were warming up for the grand entry yesterday. Really? Yeah.
I mean, that's what shaved off that time. I mean, you were razor thin around every single, I mean, it was a perfect run. It truly was.
It felt awesome. And that horse is unreal. And, you know, he just, I don't know. I'm so blessed and fortunate to be his jockey. And, you know, I think sometimes I put a little too much pressure on myself to try to be good for him.
Yeah.
You never know. It's just like what happened with Ivy and J-Lo this summer. You never know when their last run is. Like, horses have X amount of runs in them. And, you know, you don't know if you're going to get that chance again. And so I always hate when I cost my horse. You know,
right.
I feel like I'm the professional. I know what I'm, you know, this is my job and I shouldn't cost him. And so, yeah, when I did that in the fifth round and didn't get my leg out of the way, I was trying not to be too hard on myself because there was a little bit of ground trouble, but I was like, you know, you're better than this. Like, step up your game. So yeah, I was loping my grand entry horse around. I was leg lifting between horses. I was like
stretching.
Yes. I was like, we're not going to make that mistake.
How much hotel room yoga did you do this morning?
I was at practice. I got up at 4:20.
Really?
Yes, I did.
What time are you even going to bed?
Well, after the gold buckle ceremony last night, it was midnight. And so my dad, he had a pretty good time at the ceremony. And he was like, we should just go get pizza. And like, we could drink a Red Bull and just stay up for practice. And that's when I knew, I was like, he celebrated hard. So.
And at that point, it's like, Dad, you can't be on the team anymore.
Yeah. No, he was with me this morning. We let Jana sleep in. And so Dad went with me to go get Bo, and I rode him at practice. And Bo was really good. I mean, he's ready to go too, just in case.
Were you thinking about making a horse change?
No, I thought maybe, depending how, you know, the rounds go, because I'll run eighth on the ground the last night because of how we rolled after the replacement and stuff. So, anyway, I thought about just having Bo ready for that, just in case. And you never know. I mean, if, you know, one gets an abscess or something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's better to be prepared than not. And
yeah, weird things have been going on, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So I was, but, and it's more for me, too. Like, that's one thing I think I'm really fortunate about. Like, I have a horse that I can go in, and I can visualize stuff for me, and I can apply it to Chongo. And that's really, I hate to say that was Bo's role this week, but
right.
Like that third and fourth round, like he let me get a routine figured out. And I was like, this will work for Chongo. But it took having a horse that was that quiet and unbothered by the atmosphere to kind of perfect it so I could get on Chongo and really give it a go.
Yeah, I mean, he's showing up for you like, I mean, even more than last year, it feels like. I mean, he's so solid last year, but this year it's just unbelievable.
He feels great. You know, and prior to the NFR, we had a lot of preparation. Like, you know, last year, the girl that trained him, Kylie Weiss, she was expecting. And so, like, I didn't get to really ride with her a whole lot. Just, you know, she was fixing to have a baby. She had it, like, between Thanksgiving, I think, and the NFR.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, but this year, you know, I left Chongo with her for a long time and let her help get him dialed in. You know, and there's nothing better than going back to their foundation. And to me, like,
you've ridden behind her a ton.
Yeah. Too, so. You know, and to me, it was just the smart thing to do was to try to have him prepared. So then when I like did really not good on him the first two rounds, I felt bad. So I was like, you know, I know she's worked really hard to have him ready. And then I didn't do my part. You know, so I went back and I studied videos of her running him or her running ready. And I was like, it's my elbows. You know, I was like, that was something I needed to change too. So there was adjustments in his routine and then also adjustments I needed to make as far as.
Yeah. Now you're wearing. Like this meme for this.
Yeah. Bicel bands. I was like, I should patent this.
I completely missed the rubber band thing last night. We could have talked about that. I didn't see it.
Well, I didn't really think it was that big a deal because I've been doing it since I was like eight. Because I used to hit poles with my elbow. Like when I was doing the pole bending, I'd get my elbows out and I'd hit poles. So we just started rubber banding my elbows in. And it's not like, I mean, it's not like you're going to get in a bind. Like, mine broke last night at the first barrel. Both of my rubber bands did.
Yeah.
So, it got me to the first barrel, which is where I had been messing up. And so, anyway, today, actually, I think I kept both of them on, actually. I'm not really sure. It all happened pretty fast after I got done. But
it was really fast, yeah.
Like, yeah. They were like, bail, get on the, you got to go.
Just under 17 seconds. Yeah, very fast.
So, it was, yeah. But, no, I guess we broke the internet today over rubber bands. Who would have thought, like, of all things.
I was like, so this is what barrel racing has become.
Yeah. I was like, this is so a 2020 issue. I'm just like, in 2019, nobody would even thought anything of it. And that's what a lot of...
Did you do it at the NFR last year?
No, but like I did at the American and I've done it at Calgary. It just depends like what the setup's like. You know, because the NFR at Vegas, like when you come through that first barrel, like you can kind of fall off to the first and you're just a wall.
Yep.
You know, but versus like Calgary and the American with the first barrel out on the fence or not no fence there. And then here with no fence, like if I let Chongo, like if I kind of open that elbow up and let him stiff me in the ribs, like that's when I get the elevation and he doesn't really like getting pulled on the backside. So I was like, I've got to stay centered.
Yeah.
And drive him up in the hole and keep him really square. And I mean, it's been a completely different horse, you know, because he's not mad. He's running in there and he's set up to do his job. And
yeah, he looks pretty happy too, yeah, running out.
He is. Yeah. He is loving it. I mean, and you know, he feels great. We're not having any soundness issues. That's one thing. I do think he likes the ground better here. You know, it is a little,
I mean, it is, it looks pretty soft out there.
Yeah. It was really good tonight. And Haley came up to me before I ran, you know, he's after her run and she said, dude, it's good. Go give him heck. And so, yeah, and that's another thing. I was like, it's kind of cool that, like, we're all here encouraging each other. And, like, last night, same thing. I mean, after I finished my run, everybody was so happy for me. And all the girls texted me. I just think that's really neat in rodeo that not a lot of people see.
No, that's true. I mean, there's not really any other sports where people are rooting for the people who beat them.
Yeah, you know, and or helping people that they know could outrun them.
Yeah,
you know, that
true.
It's just like at Calgary, I mean, that's what, when Ivy helped me when Chongo got so sore, you know, she said, I know this horse could outrun Jayla. And I ended up beating her to the finals by 100th.
Yeah.
You know, and it was her help that got that horse feeling good enough to run in the finals that day.
Totally.
And, you know, and so I think that just speaks volumes for the people and the character of this sport.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we all are involved in it and why we love it so much. And people are going to think that, like, I only want to have my friends on this show at this point because we haven't had anybody besides like you and Haley on here. But
good recruiting, Dustin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally. Yeah, he's super happy. But you killed it. We're going to let you get to your buckle ceremony. Hopefully, you can see your little hubby here.
Yes.
Actually, he's kind of a large gentleman. Big hubby.
Did you watch the gold buckle ceremony last night?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you should.
Really?
Well, it is kind of funny. Can we have a second?
Yes, we got plenty of time.
Okay.
Tell me about it. Well, I didn't watch it. I haven't been seeing him because we've been like getting out of here when they're going on.
Okay. Yeah, no, right at the end, we were just joking about, you know, the people picking on me for not doing good when I was on their fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy asked Flynn, he goes, is she on your rodeo fantasy team? And he said, not my rodeo fantasy team. Different fantasy team. And I looked at him and I was like, you are so lucky Austin is not on stage. And it was so funny. We were cracking
Flint said
up.
That?
Yes.
Because Flint's like this big.
I know. And now Austin will be there tonight. Like, I was like, fixing to go down.
Did you tell him?
Yeah.
Like, is he super like, don't mess with my woman? Is he that guy?
I mean, like to a degree.
Like so
to
the bodybuilder guy.
Yeah,
like double dipping.
I mean,
he's
pretty confident, like I can handle myself. You know, I think that's one thing he's always known. He's like, this girl, like she can handle herself. But you know, I'm ready for him
at the same
to
time,
razz.
You can't be all that worried about Flint harassment.
I know. But it's gonna be fun.
I don't think I've ever met Austin. Maybe one time I met him, maybe at Ivy's wedding, but I don't he willing to play up on the comedy a little bit?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is he pretty serious?
Oh yeah, like I could have him walk out there and be like, fix and go down, man. Yeah. And like I walked out there and
he
gave both of them.
He should grab Flint Rasmussen by the back of the shirt. That would be funny.
I mean, he might for the right price. We'll see if we can get a bounty going or something.
That would be pretty funny. Just enough to kind of shake things up
right?
a little bit.
Yeah, just for fun.
We need some
I mean,
humor.
It's not, you know, there's just, there hasn't been enough drama on Facebook yet about my barrel racing or time in Arlington, so we might as well add to it.
I
mean, why not?
Vote for that.
Yeah, you know.
I'll watch it if you can get him to do that.
Sounds good.
Because like, there's not a lot of humor in those buckle ceremonies.
We had a lot of fun last night.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, I had a great time.
Yeah, you had your dad there.
Yeah, and my dad was, he was having a great time, too. So, you know, when Tom's having a good time, we're all having a good
Old
time.
Old Tom had him a one and a two.
Yeah,
what about Mama?
She was good, too. Yeah, but, yeah, Dad, well, you know, you guys know the Tawaka Bomb thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, Dad thinks it's his fault.
Really?
Because, yeah, we got here, we didn't have any Tawaka for the first five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
We had none. So yesterday, we, like, literally, I feel like it was like a ceremony. Like, I set my back number on the countertop, and I set all of our Tawaka shot glasses, all six of them, because it was round six. I said, we got to have six shots. I don't know who's going to have to double up or whatever.
The Miller family.
Right, recruit more people. But we, yeah, at 6 o'clock, we had our six shots of Tawaka. And, like, I was, like, just soaking in all of that goodness. Turn it around.
Something to it.
There is. Well, I mean, Ivy will test to it. Jesse will test to it.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. there's, you know, I mean, I guess I'm sharing my secret with the world, but.
Yeah. Good luck finding it.
Yeah, it is hard. That's what Jesse was like. Can we not have a shot at the contestant hospitality? And I said, Jesse, have you ever bought Tawakka? Like, yeah. It's hard to find. Yeah. That, it's kind of, you know, a unique liquor. Liqueur.
Liqueur.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I knew I wasn't right. I'm so glad. Right.
You're from Weatherford, Oklahoma. You can't hold yourself to too high of a standard right? when it comes to pronunciations.
Western Oklahoma, ..
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, at least I'm book smart, right?
That's true.
I got that going for me.
You're book smart, and you're great at reminding everybody to floss their teeth, kids at home.
Hey, I haven't said anything about flossing teeth this week.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's been kind of hard to focus on that side of the business, right?
It really has been, yeah. No, but my work family, they actually have a big old group text that was blowing up earlier. They're all texting me. They're excited. They love it. They do. I think that's so cool that they cheer me on, too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of support, a lot of fun.
You're like the dental celebrity.
The dental celebrity. Oh, my goodness. Of all things. Yeah.
The one thing you're known for, not bell racing, not your red hair, your job.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think now I'm known for being the rubber band lady.
Yeah.
Or instead of rubber band man.
I wonder how much that'll stick.
I don't know. I was like, I need to look into like getting some like specific ones made. And
that one that Ivy posted with Dave Chappelle is pretty funny though.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Funny. Right.
I actually laughed at that.
Yeah. She texted me this morning and she's like, did you do this? Like, and I was like, yeah, Ivy. She's like, freaking Okies.
Where did people see that?
They zoomed in. Well, I didn't even think about it last night.
Freaking weird.
Yeah, the PRCA sent me a thing to approve. It was like a video edit. So I approved it, not thinking anything of it, whatever. I was like, that's fine. Well, I didn't realize it posted to my Facebook, like my professional page.
Oh, so that's where it came from. That's where it started.
Yeah, but it was a slow-mo, and it was slow. Like, it showed me coming in, and you could see
it. Oh, like coming into the gate?
Yeah, and you could see it. And
that's where it all started.
That's where it all started.
Okay, so you did it to yourself.
I had no idea that I was doing it to myself, but there it is. And by 9 o'clock this morning, I had like 400 some notifications on my Facebook and 100 text messages. And I'm like,
all about the rubber bands.
Literally all about the rubber bands. Yeah. I got up, like I said, 4:20 and went to practice and took care of my horse and phone was still on silent. And I was headed back to the hotel and I'm like, what is happening? Why? I had no idea it was going to cause this much uproar. I was like, last year is because I was riding a Hancock. That was the stir. You know, I haven't heard a thing about me riding a Hancock this year. Yeah. Nobody cares. That was old news. I'm like, so now I'm riding a Hancock and I'm rubber banding my arms in. That's like double strike.
We're going to see that at all like the Little Britches rodeos. All these little girls are going to rubber band themselves down and you're going to get a lawsuit because somebody got hurt from a rubber
band. They're going to be like, they watched you. Yeah. I know.
They got this from you and she snapped her eyball.
Yeah, right?
No, Emily definitely pay up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. the actual resistance band.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Seriously, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea because they wouldn't break. You know, but
I certainly wouldn't be able to move very much.
I joked. I did joke a little bit, and I can joke on here because you guys are fun. But I was like, you know, I said, if we really want to give them something to talk about, they were all saying I was using zip ties. And I was like, why not? I said, let's just put handcuffs on there. Just handcuff myself to the saddle and just really give them something to talk about.
Yeah, but like, handcuffs from a certain type of store.
It's up for debate.
I'm just saying, you would be able to see them.
Yeah,
Brittany Barnett might have some as one of her outfits.
I plead the fifth.
She's bold.
She is. She's so funny. The other day when I was talking to her about the LJJ post about her feathers. And he was like, I know where all the toilet paper went.
There's a shortage on that stuff.
Yeah, he's
Brittany.
Like, it went to that girl that rides the paint horse. And
dude.
Yeah, all those feathers.
Take a breath, son.
So Shelby got really upset about it. And I went to talk to Shelby later, you know, but I saw Brittany at the stalls. I went and got her a bag of ice for her horse. And so we were talking and I was like, Brittany, I said, have you seen this? And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, I said, you know, this is just all in good humor.
She's good about
funny.
It.
Oh, yeah. And so she commented back and she's like, hey, she's like, I got an extra roll if you need one. I'm happy to share. And, you know, I was like, good for her. Like, she has got such a good attitude about things. And you know, like, I think it's awesome that she is that bold.
So do I. I'm not against it.
Yeah, I wear plain shirts all the time. Like, I have no, you should have seen them trying to get me.
Do you have any of those Fallon Taylor rainbow pants laying around?
Negative. Oh. They. I got
do you think you could get some?
I don't know. I mean, I probably could shoot her a message and she'd probably get me some in the mail, but I think that would violate my Cinch contract. You know,
you could take one of those stickers and put them on there. Right. I bet Cinch has
something. Yeah, Cinch sent me one that has like a seam down the middle, and I was like, that was enough variance from what I'm used to. I was like, no, can't do it.
Not going to do it?
No. I was like, one pair. I was like, no, I'm not. Maybe next year. You know?
We could get you in some rainbow pants next year. I would go ahead and just officially on air dare you to do that.
And then
point.
We could put a unicorn deal on like Chongo. And I was like, I would just fit right. It'd look like the emoji.
Yeah.
You know, and then we could have something else to talk about at the NFR besides rubber bands and the fact I ride a Hancock horse like every year.
If you really want to shake things up, do that.
Yeah, we could. We could get him a unicorn horn.
You should.
I'm sure he would love that.
Get it from the same store you're going to go get those handcuffs from, and it'll really get interesting.
That's right. Oh, dear. And cut.
That's the right place to end it. Yeah. Luckily, her husband's here. So.
Yeah, right. At least I've got some backup tonight.
Bailey's House of Guns is a family-owned and operated business based out of Houston, Texas. These guys have supplied law enforcement throughout the state with guns and ammunition for years. They also provide great options for hunters. Benelli Shotguns, Weatherby, Christensen Arms, Smith & Wesson, Loophole Scopes, Swarovski Optics, just to name a few. They've been in business since 1970, guys. They are also a well-known sponsor of rodeo and rodeo athletes. Give them a call, 713-433-2475 for more details. Here's the great thing, guys. They can ship guns and ammo to local FFLs in your area if you are not in the Houston market. They've got lots of stock. Give Bailey's House of Guns a call today. All right, guys, we got Stetson Wright really fast before we have to go get two buckles tonight. But, I mean, dude, is that not a picture-perfect night for a guy who's going in two events?
Oh, yeah, it's a dream come true. I'm super happy with the way tonight went.
Oh, dude, absolutely. It was beautiful. I mean, I cannot imagine how hyped up you were going, you know, after winning the round in Saddle Bronc. Like, that's got to be what carried you. I mean, you were in the Eliminator pen tonight on the Bulls, and you must have just been so full of adrenaline and hype that bull was easy.
Oh, yeah, the Eliminator pen's my favorite because I know I got to show up and show out, and that Bronc ride just – it started everything off, and then the bull ride topped it all off. And
oh, man. Yeah, were you thinking that you had a chance to win the round in the Saddle Bronc riding with your draw tonight?
Well, I knew I had a chance to win it, and they told me to go get on the victory lap horse with Ryder and Wyatt Casper left, and I said, no way, I'm not getting on
there
yet.
You had to watch those boys.
I said, I'm going to wait until it's over, and then I'll get on. And I mean, I hope that they all do good, but I was glad that I came out on top tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you actually have a chance to get three gold buckles. I mean, I don't know if anybody's done that. I don't even think Trevor or, yeah, no one's done that. You'll be the first guy to do that, I think.
That'd be crazy.
It would be. Yeah, I mean, it would be a straight up legend status, and who better to get it than you? You're just like the humblest guy ever, and we're super thankful to get to have you in here for a second time, and we're going to let you go get your gold buckles. But, I mean, we're wrapping up night seven, just three nights to go, and you are literally on a tirade. I mean, it's if you do it, and I think you have the best shot to do it. I mean, we're fans, so congratulations, and go get your gold buckles. You're collecting those things. Which one are you gonna pawn? I mean, you don't need all of them.
My little brother and little sister might want some.
Yeah, no kidding. You're gonna have a whole right family. You have enough buckles for the whole family. that's saying a lot because you got a lot of siblings.
Yeah, but thank you, I appreciate
it. You bet it, brother. Go get your buckles, and thanks for taking a minute to step in here with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. Brother, let's go down. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time.